It's time for Warrior versus Masher, the battle of the Mersey.
Right, fighting fit, you two.
Yeah.
Been catching up on your general knowledge this week. Okay, let's start it off.
Mugs away.
Big yawn from Masher. Let's get going. Right, first one to Sean Masher Dodd. Who has Natasha Jonas called out after winning her first pro fight at the weekend? So
called
who
out.
Has she called out?
Kicking it, baby!
Oh, that's not right.
I got
that's
it right
time,
first time. Katie Taylor.
Kicking it, baby!
Yes!
See,
I thought it might be a bit too early,
but I told you, Matt had stitched me up here with these questions.
It's about time I got a decent question.
Lucia could have got that question right.
It's a bit early, that, though, isn't it? Matt's so that's like quite that. A tricky question. I don't think she would have called it out that early.
Why? The pair of them are coming from... amateurs, they only had a couple of fights each, so, well,
yeah, true.
Tasha's only had one, but Katie's had two.
I was that, but she called out respectively, though, didn't she?
No, she more or less said that they're on a collision course, isn't it?
Yeah.
They were rivals at amateur level. Brilliant win for Natasha Jonas
last
week. Of
course, yeah, she boxed well.
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
shot variation she's in. Yeah. She's got a bright future ahead of her.
Do you think that's something that a year after she's had a child... a year after she had a baby, she's back in the ring boxing.
Well, yeah, because she lives a dedicated life, do you know what I mean? She's a clean living girl, so that can be done in six months as long as you live clean and right. And you've got help around you. Obviously, she's got a great family. Her dad is a great fella. And, you know, I'm sure she's got all the support she needs to do a, you know, a boxing thing.
Right, 1-0 at the moment to Dodd, but here's an easy one to Dodson. Frank Buglioni defends his British lightweight title.
I'll get this.
Against whom this weekend?
Oh, he said it before.
Ricky Summers.
Gronczynski!
That's too easy, that, Matt. That's not fair, that.
Snap then, innit? We got
yeah,
one
but you
each.
Get easy ones
one
all the
easy,
time. That's
one easy
fair.
One each.
A couple of mystery voices. These will catch you out. Masher, who is this voice?
Kushti.
Tony?
Tony? I'm all over the place. Where's my mystery voice
no,
gone?
That's not it.
Oh, it's on a different one. Hang on, let me find
Let's
this.
Let's just have that one. Tony?
Oh, right. Here we go. I found it now. Here we go. Who's this mystery voice?
I would say sell him. I think you can't be begging players to stay at your football club. I would say sell him.
Keane?
I think you can't be begging players to stay at your football club.
Keane?
What Keane? Keane?
The Man United Keane.
Yeah, but what's his name?
Roy Keane.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Yes!
Good. I'll give you that one, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Doesn't often get two straight away, does he?
That was actually quite good. I mean, I knew
I'm
it was
sweating
in now.
Let's go to Dodson's mystery voice.
Well, I get a little something and I go, hey, that's nice.
I think this is tough. I think Matty's stitched you up here.
Well, time you're going to have one.
Hey, that's nice. Well, I get a little something and I go,
I know this.
That's nice.
He's American. Okay.
Do you want to have a guess on it?
One more, go on. One more.
No, you got it three times. He's a comedian.
I tell you what film he plays in.
Film?
Shut up!
Yeah. Happy Gilmore.
It's not Adam Sandler, it's not.
Who'd you say?
It's not Adam Sandler. You're saying Happy Gilmore, it's not. And I know the voice is.
You're absolutely right.
Man.
No,
not.
Who was it? Who do you think it was, Masher?
I don't know. I haven't got a clue. I was just going to say.
Remember the program Friends? Who do you think it was out of Friends?
Go on.
It looks like Adam Sandler.
I watch every day.
You watch Friends every
day?
Yeah,
every day. I love it.
Okay, who's your favorite character in Friends?
Just put it on.
Let me find
Ross!
It
Ross!
No, that's not. That's Chandler.
Well, I get a little Chandler. Something and I go, hey.
Right, what's his name?
That's nice.
Matt. Forgot his second name.
Matt.
No, it's not. No, it's Matt.
You can't give him that now, though. It's over.
No, his name's. I forgot his.
Matthew Perry.
He's a nutter.
Yeah, it's a good show.
He's a nutter.
He's a nutter.
2-1 at the moment.
It sounds different, though, from 10 years ago.
Lots of clues there. Right, which book celebrated its 20th birthday this week, Masher? Which book celebrated its 20th birthday? Have you read a book?
I always read.
Now, this is one of the world's most famous books.
Give us a little clue, then.
Dumbledore.
Harry Potter.
No, that's just.
I think it might have come after the.
I didn't. I got it. Well, Harry Potter.
How could you
Harry
not
Potter?
Get that question right? I knew it anyway.
Did you?
When?
Well, I was going to say Lord of the Rings.
Biggest
so
clue.
No, I didn't.
Ever?
He was going to say Lord of the Rings.
Yes, yeah, so I said Harry Potter. Got it right. I got it right,
Matty.
You don't need to.
It's 3-1.
Nah, does he have it or not?
Give him a
clue. Matt. Come on.
Dumbledore. Obviously, what are the films?
Right, well, Matty is a Harry Potter aficionado, and he says you should have said the full title.
Harry Potter.
No, that's not the full title.
Marty, don't be like that. It is.
So he said, without the full title, he can't give you the point.
Thank you.
Right, we're going on to Dodson here. Which actor has revealed he plans to retire after his next film? Which actor?
Don't do no thing. Just give me a second.
Which actor's going to retire after his next film?
What was his name?
And once it's time's gone, it's gone.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
What?
What a headshot!
How'd you get that?
I listened to it in the news and I listened to the radio. So.
Did you see how he had to go into a little mode there?
I had to because I know
I was winning then.
Because you know why? I loved In the Name of the Father. And
I got Harry Potter there, lads.
What was the one?
Shut up. I got Harry Potter. I'm not having that.
He's a great actor. Daniel Day-Lewis is absolute. The one with the Guildford Four. What was that? That was In the Name of the
Father. I'm not interested, Tom. Come on, let's have this here for you.
It's a tiebreak.
Got that off.
Last of the Mohicans. Brilliant film.
How many fights?
I'm sweating.
Has Kell Brook won?
Are you going to know this? Isn't it? Because
it's
his mate.
I actually don't.
Right. So one of you.
How many has he had?
One of you needs to give me a figure.
Tony, go on. How many has he had?
Your first.
How many fights has Kell Brook won? Go on, Tony, you give me a...
How many has he won? How many has he had?
I'd say 26. He's won 26.
You think he's won 26?
Though this was his question. You know,
no, this is a tiebreak. It's the tiebreak.
I'd say 26.
It's 26.
Not my question. The tiebreak's the tiebreak.
So do you want to go higher or lower?
How many has he had?
Doesn't matter.
It does.
No, it doesn't, because I would have judged that I didn't. Listen. No, answer. Come I've on. Answered.
I asked.
No.
If you don't ask, no, you don't
look,
get
it. Stop it. Don't give him no... Let
come
him.
On, Steve.
Let him
don't
answer.
Ask, you don't
you
get.
Didn't give me...
I'm going to go higher.
Go on. Well, that's it.
Because he's had more than 26 fights. Obviously, he's had more than 26.
And today's winner is...
Yeah!
What was it? How many? How many has he won?
Sing along.
How many has he won?
36.
Has to see you walk away. I'd like to ask you back to
gotta
stay.
Gotta let him win one, haven't I?
Yes. Oh, just one more time.
To be fair, he probably deserved to win that. He was done out with Harry Potter
hands,
question.
Sweating, look at my hands.
Mine are sweating as well.
Yeah.
How's that phone, Tony?
That I lost my will to you.
He's going to go out and throw his phone against the wall now.
He threw it at the tower and it fall over the tower.
Oh, brilliant. Yes. Congratulations. Good win there for Masha. Sean Masha, Dodd 11, Dodson 13. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.